You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now, that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Kwik Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Team Trump on tour will be making stops throughout Wisconsin this week, drumming up support for the Trump-Vance presidential election ticket. Two stops are planned in Northeast Wisconsin Tuesday. The tour will hit Green Bay at the Trump Force 47 headquarters on West Mason at 9:30, and then will visit the Outagamie County GOP headquarters on Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton at noon. Neither former President Trump nor J.D. Vance are scheduled speakers, but surrogates such as Kash Patel, former Chief of Staff for the Department of Defense, are expected to speak. Marinette County officials have issued a directive to political supporters in the county. Get the signs out of the right-of-way and off of public property, or the Highway Department will remove them for you. A press release from the Marinette County Highway Department said political signs on private property are perfectly fine. However, those on the right-of-way along highways and roads are not. The Highway Department said it will start removing the signs on September 30th. Winnebago County Public Health unveiled two new public health vending machines last week. County Executive John DeMel says having the vending machines stocked with Narcan and drug testing strips is not enabling addiction. It's saving lives.
If you have a prescription of Vicodin, you drop one, and you have a granddaughter over and she picks it up, you should have this in your house because that's going to save her life.
Public health vending machines are outside of the Winnebago County Human Services Building at 211 North Commercial Street in Neenah and at 112 Otter Avenue in Oshkosh. Brown County has seen a 50% reduction in opioid-related deaths due to awareness campaigns and efforts of an overdose task force in the Brown County Public Health Department. In 2023, Brown County had 63 overdose deaths, with 49 of those involving fentanyl. As of September 10th of this year, there have been only 17 overdose-related deaths, with 11 of those related to fentanyl. Green Bay will receive $2.4 million in grants to build a wildlife viewing platform and a shoreline walk at Bay Beach Amusement Park. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the grants last week, and she says the money is coming from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education will review extensive revisions to its superintendent's job description during their meeting this evening. The new updates include rewrites of the job standards. Claude Tiller resigned as superintendent in February. Vicki Bayer is the interim superintendent while the school district searches for his third superintendent in 5 years. A 41-year-old from Mexico was sentenced to 5 years in prison in federal court last week for drug and firearm violations in Manitowoc County. Jose Resendez Gomez pleaded guilty to possessing cocaine with the intent to distribute and possessing firearms as a previously convicted felon and illegal alien. When he's released from prison, he will be deported back to Mexico. If you're looking for work, the Oshkosh Arena has a job fair from 3 till 7 p.m. tomorrow. Officials say they'll interview and possibly hire candidates on the spot. They're seeking full-time positions in marketing and operations and several part-time positions, including security crowd services, operations crews, stagehands, and food and beverage workers. Apply in person tomorrow or visit theoshkosharena.com/employment opportunities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Willis threw for 202 yards, ran for a score, and passed for one more in the win. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis had a lot of support in the win.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clements does a great job. And, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. The key moment was a four-run bottom of the eighth inning that put the Brewers in front. The win helped Milwaukee avoid a four-game sweep. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. And the kickoff time for Saturday's Wisconsin Badgers football game at USC has been announced. The game will start at 2:30 p.m. Both teams are 2-1 to start the year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A Nonsense Christmas Special. Yes, that's the title. Will feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into X Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.